Greetings, Liberty Pastors, and those of you that support the Liberty Pastors Network. I am happy to announce that Liberty Pastors just came to an agreement with Patriot Mobile. And you can help support our ministry while providing yourself better coverage and save money in the process. And also, you'll be supporting a business that doesn't support woke causes. We've seen the other side weaponizing their money against us for years, deplatforming us for this and for that. Well, it's time that we Christians struck back. Quit spending our money and supporting these businesses that want to sexualize our children or promote the spread of abortion. It's nonsense. We need to stop it. Go to Patriot Mobile and you can subscribe using the access code LibertyPastors. And you will be able to save $30 right off the top. You won't have any initiation fee. They're competitive rate plans, every bit as good or better coverage than the other networks. And as a supporter of Liberty Pastors, we will get a small residual donation from Patriot Mobile on a monthly basis from here on out. So go to Patriot Mobile, sign up under Liberty Pastors and become a part of our supporting network and give yourself better coverage at a better price. Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Riding the Storm Out. It is good to be with you. Of course, both of us are here. Last week we had an abbreviated broadcast as it was a holiday week and Pastor Fisher was out and about seeing family.
Well, and you have no family.
And I have no
family. They want to see you.
They don't want to see me, so it's easy.
So you're always free.
Of course, last week we gave a brief update. By the way, Paul Blair, Dan Fisher.
Dan Fisher.
We have been working together for some 16, 17 years.
Is that
years.
The word, working?
We've been trying to destroy whatever we get our hands on. And for the last 4 years, we have been together here at Liberty Church Edmond, a.k.a. Fairview Baptist Church of Edmond. And it's good to be with you. We've got a lot to talk about because we on the front lines have better be ready because it's a scrappy world out there.
It is.
Of course, last week we talked about the central bank digital currency. And just a quick reminder as we pass our way through, just refuse to participate.
Yep.
Right now, they're doing
exactly
a 12-week pilot program.
Yes.
As if all of a sudden the central banks just said, why don't we try digital currency?
What a great idea.
Folks, they've had this in the top drawer for a long time and just looking for an excuse to unveil it.
WEF, World Economic Forum.
If we lose the dollar and everything goes through them, literally, not only can they track every dollar that's spent, but they can monitor and control every dollar.
That's the scariest part.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because if it's just an invisible currency, a digital currency that they control, and all of a sudden, let's say that Pastor Fisher or Dan Fisher decides, hey, I want to write a $100 check to support this pro-life ministry or to support this activist church that's engaging on some important issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they control it, they can say, nope, that purchase is not allowed.
That's exactly right.
And as we saw in Canada with the trucker strike, they can also just press delete and zero out your account balance.
That's exactly right.
So there is a lot of nefarious things that can happen from a government that you cannot trust.
Yeah.
And I don't know, do you trust the current government?
Oh, thoroughly. as much as I trust you. But anyway, this is already happening.
Yep.
It's just not in the news. Right. There are numerous families. Beck recently did an entire Wednesday night program interviewing numerous people who have been attacked by the federal government and have had assets seized. One particular family, the wife is an attorney, the husband, mm-hmm. I forget now what he does, but they're both professionals.
Yep.
They zeroed out their bank accounts. And their crime, they were in D.C. at the rally on January the 6th.
That's it.
Yeah. And now they're having to prove themselves innocent.
Yep.
And it's costing them thousands and thousands of dollars to do so.
And right now, the way they're operating is you are guilty until you can prove yourself innocent.
Yeah.
When it's supposed to be you're innocent until they can prove that you're guilty.
Well, and see, this family experienced real damage because, number one, they zeroed out their bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they lost their house.
Mm-hmm.
They basically lost everything, and they said that they couldn't have fed their families if they didn't both have jobs at the moment. So they were able, obviously, to get a paycheck and begin to put their lives back together. But they're starting from scratch. Now, they have finally been able to get their bank accounts reinstated, but this is after months.
And think about this. if we were already in the central bank digital currency
system. Yeah, what would
right
they do?
Right now, you can have, you know, they had church family, they had others that helped them in a time of need.
You couldn't
if
do that.
If the government controlled our spending completely, then even if you wanted to help them,
doesn't matter.
Them, they could just say disallowed.
Yes, exactly right.
Approve that.
And if so, this is already happening. It's kind of test balloons is what these are. But a lot of people say, well, how in the world could that happen? Well, just imagine having a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to pass that card over a scanner, it's been blocked at the bank.
Yep.
That's happened to all of us before. Sure. Maybe they spotted nefarious expenditures thinking somebody had stolen your card. It's happened to me before where you try to use your card, you don't know that it's been frozen, and all of a sudden it won't work, and you're kind of embarrassed, and thankfully you had different money on you. But the point is, just as easily as they could do that to protect you, they could also do this to persecute you. And if you don't think this government won't do that, man, you've got your head so far in the sand that you can never dig out.
Just dig your heels in and do not participate in this trial. Continue to write checks, use your other credit cards, or pay cash for things, but do not participate in this trial balloon of central bank digital.
Or just write IOUs to the federal government, something like that.
Actually, you can just run out the store and not pay for it if it's less than $1,000.
If it's less than $1,000,
you haven't broken any.
In Portland, you are home free.
But now we've got something else. As if that insanity wasn't enough, we've got another salvo that they're launching, and it's trying to codify into federal law the definition, or what they even call it, the respect for marriage.
They're just asking for respect, Paul. Just a little respect. I just want a little respect here.
I thought you were going to break into song any moment. I kept waiting.
No.
RSPs.
They come up. Well, that's basically what they're doing here. They're calling it the Respect for Marriage Act because they want us to respect this perversion.
Well,
so
they already
interrupted you.
Destroy marriage 5 years ago or back with the Obergefell.
One could argue that they actually have.
Yeah. Well, see, where we're at now is you had the Supreme Court stepping out of their lane, taking authority that they don't have.
Oh, come on. They're the Supreme Court.
Redefining
means they're
marriage.
The top of everything. Isn't that what that
and
means?
And now we see Congress stepping outside of their lane, taking authority because their powers are few and defined in the Constitution. They don't have the authority to redefine marriage in the first place, but they're attempting to.
Yeah.
They're attempting to codify it into federal law.
But now, Paul, let's just be really, really honest here. We know that the average American doesn't, but do you think the average Christian American even knows that the federal government's powers are few and defined?
No. No.
No. Nope. Now, why do they not know that?
Because we've been trained in government schools.
That's right. And?
We've been trained in government schools, and it's always been done that way, so we just...
One other
and
one?
And the media.
No.
Okay, I give.
Their
I give.
Preachers won't talk about it.
Okay, yeah, no doubt. No
yeah,
doubt. No,
because...
Yeah, you would think if there was any issue that might draw a pastor out of his cowardice cave, it might be attack on the definition of marriage.
Yes. And so since pastors...
Good point.
Yeah, so pastors have bought into the idea that you can't talk about anything political. They just keep narrowing the field as to what you can talk about because they keep redefining stuff as political.
Now murdering a preborn child
is political.
It's political. It's
you can't talk about it.
Biblical. And now redefining marriage to where two homosexuals can cohabitate and create a household, that also now is biblical.
Yeah.
I mean, political.
Yeah. Now, it's hard to believe this, but it wasn't that long ago that I had someone come up to me and tell me that their pastor had actually said, and I think he said it from the pulpit, that now that abortion is a political issue, I can't preach on it anymore.
Wow.
A pastor said that.
We need them to make hell a political issue, and that way it'll just go away. Apparently,
well, apparently it is because they don't talk about that either. But so here's what's going on right now: the House of Representatives.
Actually, right now,
yeah, right now. Yeah. So not that long ago, the House of Representatives, led by Pelosi, ran this bill through the House, and basically what this is a watered down version of the Equality Act, which we were screaming about 5 years ago was coming, and everybody laughed at us. You guys are just alarmists. Okay, so. So this is a watered down version, and what the House did is they passed this bill that the Senate is now looking at, and 12 Republicans crossed over because they need 60 votes. Well, they now have 62 votes, and what this is going to do is the Senate is going to pass this. I'm telling you, they're going to pass it. Then it goes back to the House for kind of a cursory once over, and they'll pass it because they're trying to hurry up before the Republicans take control of the House. And what they're actually doing, Paul, is they're trying to get out ahead of the Supreme Court because there have been rumors since the Dodd decision and the overturning of Roe v. Wade that there might be a case coming up that would overturn Obergefell. So what they're going to do is codify not just same-sex marriage, because we need to talk about an attorney we just visited with, but they're going to codify the redefinition of marriage so it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. And that's what this is.
And we've seen, and quite frankly, I don't think either one of us expected the Supreme Court to ever admit that they were wrong about anything. But they did this last year, and they reversed the case on Roe.
Yeah.
And because of that, there is now the fear that SCOTUS will reverse course on the Obergefell decision.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are these demonically Congress.
No, that's really what it is.
And president are rushing in ahead of the game to try to codify the redefinition of marriage. And of course, they always, these bills always, define what's happening as something that isn't happening.
No,
for
that's
example,
right.
What the
they say, well, there's no problem. It's no big deal.
Well, what was the Inflation Reduction Act was really explode inflation.
No, that's exactly right. Accelerate Inflation Act.
Defense of Marriage Act, which basically means you can call anything you want to call married, and it's married.
Yeah, but you use the wrong word. You said defense. And
I mean,
this
I'm sorry.
Respect.
Yeah, respect
okay.
for marriage.
But
yeah.
Since you bring that up, we were just talking about it a while ago.
Yep.
Just think back to the Clinton days when the Defense of Marriage Act was passed.
Yep.
Now, what that act did is it actually defended historic biblical marriage, if you remember.
Right. Right.
Okay. So the Obergefell decision actually was to blow that out of the water. Now look at how fast we've changed since the early 90s. We were defending biblical marriage in the early 90s, and today in 2022, we are passing a bill that an attorney who is active at the Supreme Court level, we're talking about not just a local attorney here, who said that even though the language doesn't say it specifically, this will be used to include polygamy or what is called polyamory. So this isn't just same-sex marriage that this bill is going to protect. This is trouble.
This is a serious action. And pastors, if you are with us today, there's a couple of things that we're going to be doing. We're going to be making some recommendations as we work with some of these attorneys, things that you can do and should do to better defend your church from any kind of potential attack or lawsuit.
Yeah, litigation.
Right. But also at the same time, we can't give ground. At this point, we've just got to draw a line in the sand that says we will not back up.
That's exactly right. And if, you know, Richard Land, who used to be with the Southern Baptist Convention, something ERLC or whatever it is.
Ethics and Religious Liberty.
There you go. Thank you. I couldn't remember the first word. He used to say that if we're all willing to go to jail, none of us will have to. Yeah. It's kind of like the old Benjamin Franklin. We'll either hang together or hang separately. Right. We pastors are going to have to be willing to be litigated over this and possibly be arrested because, Paul, we've got to find a line in the sand somewhere where we say, okay, that's enough. Now, that should have happened a long, long, long time ago, but this has got to be one of the issues where some of us are willing, if need be, go to jail over this.
Well, of all the institutions that are established in the Bible, after creation of the individual and self-government,
it was
the
marriage.
Next thing was marriage. It was the family.
Yeah.
This is a cornerstone of any society, and we cannot back up one inch from what God has established. Let God be true and every man a liar.
But let me add something here. This isn't just about the building block of society, although obviously it is. But in the book of Ephesians, the Bible says that marriage is a picture of Christ in the church.
Absolutely.
So whenever we pervert marriage, we're actually perverting who the Jesus gospel. Is with the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's what will come. It may not happen immediately, but that's where we will end up. And so pastors need to understand that this is not just some, you know, rogue political issue here. Mm-hmm. This goes to the very core of the gospel.
And they're going to attempt to intimidate the church into silence.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And try to run us underground.
And they're going to look for a church that will become the test case. So they'll look for a church that's outspoken, mm-hmm. and they're going to sue that church. And that's why Paul, and we need to come back to this and probably give them specifics in the next podcast or whatever. But according to Liberty Council, they've given us guidelines on how you need to set up your bylaws so that you're protecting your church from that, because they're going to try to find a church. And I can just imagine one that they might pick.
Sure.
They're gonna come after that church and try to make a test case out of that church and then sue the church into oblivion. Even if the preacher doesn't go to jail, they don't care. As long as they shut the doors of that church, that's all they care about. Mm-hmm.
So pastors and those of you that are watching, you just need to establish right now before the pressure is on, before you get the phone call, before the police show up at the door, you just establish that I will not compromise the Word of God. Yeah. And you just determine right now that you'd be willing to go to jail if necessary before you compromise the Word of God. And we've got some great defense out there.
Oh,
and
we
quite
do.
Frankly, we'll win this in court.
They yeah, I think we will.
They will try to intimidate you. Yeah. They will try to destroy your reputation. They will tell lies about you. But guess what? Go back and read any of the Bible and recognize that's always been
the passage you used Sunday. Jesus said, if they hate you, remember they hated me first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think about Jeremiah's ministry. He was attacked even by his own family. And when they couldn't get him to shut up, they would tell lies about him, trying to destroy his reputation. They're going to do the same thing about, what did they do to the Apostle Paul?
Of course.
They couldn't defeat him in debate over biblical truths.
Questioned his apostleship.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So just get ready. If you're a church that stands, you're going to become famous. You'll be famous in the kingdom, and you'll be infamous in the ways of the world.
But you'll be known in hell.
You'll be known in hell.
Right. That's exactly
right. But there's no place to hide anymore. We are literally in that kind of a crazy day and age. As the Lord Jesus said, you're either for me.
That's exactly right.
Or against me.
And I think this is one of these issues, Paul, where we just have to make this a beachhead. We just have to say, hey, look, we're just not going to give on this one. And maybe this is the one that breaks the country back the other way. I don't know, but I know that we're facing perversion. I know that we're not here to plug Glenn Beck, and a lot of the guys may not even like Glenn. I listen to Glenn. I don't agree with everything that he says, but this morning, I don't know if you were listening.
I didn't
hear it. Oh my gosh. He was giving out some information about what is beginning to happen in the ad marketing world with some of the big companies, where they're actually now promoting literally child sacrifice.
Child sacrifice?
Child sacrifice. They are promoting Baal and the whole deal and pedophilia. And I'm telling you guys, a lower court in the city of New York has already ruled that polyamorous relationships deserve the same protection under the Constitution as same-sex marriages and heterosexual marriages. Polyamory is next. That's going to work its way right up through the court system. And then what's right behind that is pedophilia. Paul, I know a lot of guys can't believe that, but we've been yelling it for years, and everything we've predicted, we're not prophets.
Yep.
But everything we predicted has come true.
Well, you know, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun.
No. Nope.
And man's depravity hasn't changed in 6,000 years.
Yeah.
And we may have technology, we may have creature comforts like air conditioning and indoor plumbing, but we still have the same old wicked rebellious
heart. You have indoor plumbing?
Yeah, I'm
from Arkansas. Yeah.
And really, that's what, you know, they aren't even coy about their attack on children anymore.
No.
You know, they are trying to sexualize our children on purpose, because the LGBTQ plus part of those pluses is pedophilia. Yeah. And it's always been a part of that kind of culture. You go back and you look at ancient Greece, you go back and look at ancient Rome, and it's not just man, it's man, boy. NAMBLA, the North American.
That's exactly right. They've been lobbying for years.
They're now pushing that, and they aren't hiding it anymore. They're very out in the open.
One of the higher ranking members of the Biden administration is so perverted that they give, what we would call classes or, seminars on this, animal sex stuff.
Uh-huh.
And and the guy's in trouble because he calls himself a woman now, but he's a dude, and he stole a woman's bag at the airport, and went through it and kept what he wanted and finally was arrested the other day when they found him with the bag. And this is one of the high-ranking members of the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. And this dude masquerades as a woman and is now a convicted thief. And we've got these people in the White House.
In the highest levels of office in the United States of America.
Yeah, the press secretary, the reason she was chosen, she's pitiful. Did you know today that she called the Nobel Peace Prize the Nobel Prize? She doesn't even know that it's Nobel. But do you know why she's there? It isn't because she's qualified. She's the worst we've ever seen. It's because they could tout that they have a black lesbian press secretary.
Yeah, black lesbian woman press secretary. Yeah, checks the boxes.
And she doesn't even know that it's the Nobel Prize, not the Nobel Prize.
Well, may I understand that, you know, we look back in Scripture and we see the prophets of God, like Elijah, standing boldly against the prophets of Baal. We're literally there again. And get out of your mind any idea that the church is not supposed to be controversial. Recognize the church has always been controversial. In fact, the most controversial individual that ever walked the face of the earth in world history was Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Everywhere the apostle Paul went to preach the gospel, he either wound up in jail, was run out of town just ahead of a stoning, or created a riot.
Yeah, and then eventually, of course, got his head chopped off.
And eventually got his head chopped off. Well, so just recognize that somebody's got to stand for the truth of the Lord Jesus as the only way to heaven and biblical truth as far as how we're supposed to live our lives.
Well, to kind of bring it to a close here, because we're almost at 20 minutes.
Almost 20 minutes.
Hey, listen. Either the church is going to be controversial with the world or it's going to be controversial with the Lord, because you just talked about the Church of Laodicea this past Sunday.
Yep.
You don't think that's controversial with the Lord? So we're going to be controversial with somebody. It's either going to be earth or heaven. So which one is it?
That's right.
Because we're going to be controversial. I opt to be controversial with the world.
Amen.
I'd like to be lined up with the Lord so that he'd say, well done.
Yep. And right now, every one of us, you need to be thinking about this right now and set it, establish it as a line that you will not cross.
Yep.
Just as Joshua said, you may go and do what you want. You may worship the false gods over here, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Throw out Matt Staver's website so these guys can go there and take a look at it.
Yeah, first of all, lc.org, Liberty Council. Just go to lc.org. There's lots of information on there, not only about the COVID and all that nonsense, but also about this most recent attempt in our Congress to codify same-sex marriage and every other perversion of marriage.
Yeah, it's going to be everything. Yeah.
That it?
That's it for me, man.
Hey, it's always good to be with you. I hope you enjoy our weekly updates, trying to keep you updated from a biblical perspective, some of the issues that are going on in our culture. But it is an honor, just as Nehemiah commissioned the individuals to family by family, take care of their section of the wall. It's an honor for the two of us to stand shoulder to shoulder with all of you as we try to rebuild the walls and shore up the foundation here in these United States of America.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, other than I think maybe the next time we ought to give them some of the pointers from Liberty Council about how to fix our bylaws
Good
to protect
idea.
Ourselves.
Good idea.
Okay, man.
So until next week.
God bless you guys.